Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. Of course, you can join us toll-free, 855-453. That is the toll-free number, and that's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian
Cantwell
and King Mark the First.
So you don't have to talk about Greece and Venezuela, which is basically the first couple hours of the show. We're going to move into a different topic. You can talk about those things if you'd like. You can bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live. We also have Skype. I don't know if I've mentioned that enough tonight. Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to give us a ring up there, and you'll sound a lot better. Chris Cantwell, Mark, you guys both brought the same show prep item to the table since Chris is our guest host here tonight. Will you share with us a story from Jezebel? Now, this is sort of like a feminist website, right, Jezebel?
Yeah,
right?
No sort of about it. These are radical lunatics.
Okay.
Is Jezebel as radical as they come? I mean, I've seen feminists that seem to be more that are too far beyond the pale that Jezebel won't even go.
Well, I mean, there's Femin. I don't know if you are familiar with that.
Oh, we're very familiar with them. I love their activism.
Ian's a fan.
I mean, regardless of their opinions, you got to give them credit for doing some pretty ballsy activism.
I mean, I could give them some credit for being complete lunatics, willing to make idiots of themselves in the street. There is value in that. But they're maniacs, right?
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, some of the stuff that you see them doing and then the stories like the one that we're looking at here just really go to show just how crazy this is if you take these ideas to their ultimate logical conclusions, right?
All I'm saying is if libertarians started doing more topless activism, libertarian females, they'd probably get more attention for, libertarians would probably get more attention in the media.
Oh, they'd certainly get more attention.
Femin is onto something there, right? Like, they've got...
The guy who runs Femin is onto something there. Oh, I'm not
is
kidding.
It a guy?
It's a guy that runs Femin, or their advisor.
Are you sure
or
that's not an Onion story? You're confusing.
I can go ahead and look it up for you, buddy.
Well, it sounds vaguely familiar.
In one way or another, these people are crazy. And this is, look,
you've got to be crazy to be an activist.
I will give a little sneak preview of the upcoming Keenvention I'm going to be keynoting at. And I'm talking about, I want to talk about radicalism at this thing, okay? So, there's a lot of different definitions of radicalism that sort of run around. And my thing is, like, taking things to their ultimate logical conclusion, all right? Okay. So if you say that, feminism is about equality, gender equality in every way. Well, let's start trying to boil that down to its ultimate logical conclusion, and you end up down some pretty dark rabbit holes when you start doing that, right?
All right.
So this story in Jezebel says, is office air conditioning a sexist conspiracy? And it starts off...
that and leaving the toilet seat up at work.
It's just, science has already told us that women feel more sensitive to cold temperatures, which is why going to a movie theater can feel like stepping into a freezer. Working in an office all day can also be torturous if you forget to bring along a sweater. Over at the Washington Post, writer Petula Dvorak theorizes that intensely cold office temperatures are yet another example of the patriarchy dominating an environment. Dvorak...
And this is a real website. Like,
this is not a joke. This is not AntonioBuehler.org. This is one of the most highly trafficked feminist websites on the planet Earth.
Wow.
Dvorak, researching this by taking to both women and men who are outside on their breaks away from their cubicles. Many of the women were thawing out, trying to soak up the warm weather when the men were asked if the temperatures inside their offices were too cold, they had no issues. How nice for them. Dvorak observes that
this
women...
This has been true for me. Like, I've, been at offices, and some female worker will come over and try to sort of enroll me in the conversation that the temperature in the office is too cold, right? And you know what? I got things to do. I'm not interested in this conversation. Frankly, I won't sweat if the temperature is raised. I just don't have time for your conversation.
Uh-huh.
I can handle...
Are they hoping you're going to do something about it?
I don't know.
You're not in charge. You're just a salesman. You're not in charge of the AC.
Yeah, but I think that if you can just get a certain amount of bodies on your side in this argument, you can have the temperature moved. It's just that I've always found that I can handle temperatures of a wider variation than, you know, other people around me who complain about the temperature.
Well, I would say that it does not seem, even without looking at whatever study they're linking here, it does not come as a surprise to me that women get cold easier than men. Okay, how many times have any of us given a woman our jacket?
Sure,
right. Yeah, I do this all the time. It's just like, oh, I'm cold, and I'm just like, here, take this off and just hand it to a woman, even if I have no expectation of sleeping with her. I'm just like, here's a jacket.
Yep. The body heat is, you know, based on mass, right?
Right, they're thinner usually a lot of times.
They're
right?
Two-thirds the size.
I mean, I'm pretty skinny, and I get cold easily, right?
So, let's see. Dvorak observes that the women are dressed appropriately for summer weather, but once they step inside, have to resort to cardigans and pashminas to keep from freezing. I don't think that they're literally freezing to death, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, if you're getting a little chilly on the office place, it's a little bit different than my life is in danger from frostbite in the tundra.
Wouldn't they? Okay, this is a ridiculous story, obviously. because I can understand, right? Like, I get cold in this studio if it's, you know, below 70 degrees in here. And so I get that. I don't think it's a conspiracy against me, and I've been in, you know, several workplaces.
You're the one who controls the
thermometer, but in other workplaces, I didn't think, oh, my God, it's a conspiracy against skinny guys.
Of course it's
like
not
that.
A conspiracy against you. You're a white male. All the conspiracies are against everybody else in the world.
And now, wait. Now, if they're complaining about having to put on more clothes because it's cold in the office, wouldn't the feminists in this case also be complaining if it was too hot, because then they would be forced to take clothes off and possibly reveal cleavage and things like that? I mean, wouldn't putting more clothes on be a better thing as far as them not getting sexually harassed?
No, because they want to run around in their underwear screaming, "Still not asking for it!"
I'm fine with that.
This is saying, okay, well, I have to put on a sweater, which means that it's like you're making me put on a burqa because you're just a male oppressive patriarchal society.
So my mother, this is sort of an ongoing joke in our family. She has sweaters that she'll ferret away when she worked. She would ferret away sweaters at different places just so that she'd have one in case she forgot to bring a sweater with her. It was always important to her to have a sweater. She's one of those people that's cold most of the time.
It's like me with weapons.
Yeah, my wife, turns out I married a woman similar to my mother in this area. She has her indoor jacket and her driving jacket and her work jacket, you know, like the whole thing. She's always got a jacket someplace. She'll even layer the jackets so that she can have the one, you know, she wears the outdoor jacket over the indoor jacket and this kind of thing. I'm, you know, she's never suggested in any way, shape, or form this is the patriarchy. And I wouldn't think that it was the patriarchy. I think that this is different groups of people not having, you know, just not being able to get along as far as the temperature goes. And there's this old, let's call it a study. I don't believe anything that comes prior to the internet, and I don't believe much after the internet. But do you remember hearing that the workplace is most productive at 72 degrees?
No, I don't recall that, no.
Nobody?
I don't remember
one.
That exactly. I mean, I would say that, you know, they don't want to totally burn out their, you know, electrical bill by running the air conditioner too high. But, you know, they talk about something to that effect.
I think that's a nice temperature.
That's the temperature that I have heard all the time, that workplaces are most productive at this temperature. This article will say differently.
Yeah, so the author continues here. Back in my old teen days of working at a retail store, hot topic, I'd constantly complain about the AC blasting. My manager, a man, would say that cold temperatures kept workers awake and more alert. He was wrong. Dvorak points out a study that revealed cold workers make more errors and are less productive. Now,
study, okay.
Yeah. Well, cold workers make more errors and are less productive. Women are more susceptible to cold temperatures and thus gender pay gap, right? That's not, gender pay gap is not discussed in this article, but that, you know, it's like, oh, you're you're making mistakes because you're you forgot to put a sweater on, and now you're going to tell me that you're an equally productive employee. So she quotes a study. She says, researchers had their hands on the controls at an insurance office for a month, and when they warmed the place from 68 to 77 degrees, typos went down by 44%, and productivity 68. Went up by 150%. Now, I find that curious. I have a little bit of a trouble believing that this slight degree in temperature change, a 9-degree change in temperature,
9 degrees is a large change.
Well, I'm still saying by 150%.
We'll come back with more here in moments. I can tell you, if I was cold,
no,
it would
it
be a distraction.
It went up. Didn't it go up 50%?
All right, we'll come 150%.
We'll come
that's
back.
What I'm looking
at. 855, 450 free. You believe this one? It's Free Talk Live.
That's what it says. Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Thank you.
We're back. More Free Talk Live happening right now. We've got time for you. If you want to join us here at 855-450-FREE to discuss the Jezebel story, which is, believe it or not, a real thing, where somebody is claiming that there's a conspiracy to keep the air conditioning too cold in the office for the benefit of all males, apparently, versus the females, which, of course, is a ridiculous claim, right? There are women who have more meat on their bones than other women. I imagine they are more comfortable in a colder office than, say, I am, and I have, like, nothing on my bones. I'm a very, very skinny person. Whereas, I'm sorry, guys, I'm bad with the mics here tonight. Chris Cantwell, Mark Edge in the studio here with me, Ian.
Yeah, and so I actually just clicked through to the source material on this, because the article in Jezebel was talking about an article in the Washington Post, and one of the things that the Washington Post links to is actually a study that says, are postmenopausal women causing your office to be too cold? So then women who are then in or after menopause are less susceptible to these colder temperatures, apparently, and want the AC turned up. And then younger women. So is this older women now oppressing younger women as well?
That sounds more plausible, but I still don't believe it.
Well, it goes with my theory of the matriarchy. I know that other people have posited this theory in the past, but I'm really of the opinion that if there ever existed a patriarchy, it has been replaced by the gals that are in charge, and certainly the older ones would be the ones that are sort of in charge, right? Like, older people have always sort of been in charge of younger people. That doesn't make it right. It just makes it the way things are. And I've often also said that if the feminists want to see some kind of change, they got to stop talking to the men, because the men have no control. They're not going to be changing anything. Most offices I've seen, full of women. The ones I've worked in, women are everywhere.
Not in the offices I've worked in. I've worked in male-dominated industries most of my life.
I guess since I'm in marketing, I've worked in female-dominated
industries. Yeah, but how hard would it be for a relatively attractive woman in the office to go into the general manager's office, bat her eyes at him, and then get him to turn the air conditioning a little bit warmer? I mean, come on, it's not that hard.
Yeah, I imagine in a lot of environments that wouldn't be too difficult. I mean, I used to work in the data center industry, right? And so we had we had to keep the place cold in order to prevent a meltdown of the servers. And
that is important.
You know, it would be cold, but of course, this is high level IT work and is male dominated generally.
And you would dress for work. If it's cold at the workplace, you get into the habit of bringing whatever you need.
I worked at a warehouse that had a big refrigerator in it. I guess that's a whole bunch of patriarchy going on, right?
Yeah.
Look at all the patriarchy keeping the tomatoes cold. Yeah. I mean, it's nuts. So the real tell in this article isn't the female menopausal females versus the young females. It's the claim that a study was done. So, in the past, I have heard 72 degrees is the most productive temperature you can keep in office. They quote in this article that, what are the numbers, 68 to 78?
When the temperature was changed from 68 to 77 degrees, typos went down by 44% and productivity went up by 150%. But I want to point out that neither Jezebel nor the Washington Post links to that study.
Mm.
And most of these people will take data out of context in order to reach their desired conclusion with just about everything. Because, I mean, how off your rocker do you have to be just to say this is a conspiracy by the patriarchy to oppress women?
It's crazy.
It's just you start from that. That's like moon landing crazy.
You're
a lunatic, right? Like, I should not have to read this article to give it a refutation. It doesn't even deserve that level of attention. I'm only even bringing it up on this radio to point out how ridiculous these people are, and how it's not even worthy of being taken seriously at this point, because that's what it comes down to. That's radical feminism. When you take the premise that all conditions between the genders should be equal, what you come down to is the air conditioning is oppressing me, and that's ridiculous.
Well, first world problems, I guess.
The assumption I need to make here,
it's nice to have air conditioning,
in order to believe in this patriarchy nonsense that they're talking about, is that businesses across America and around the world are choosing to cut out an increase of 150% productivity that they could have simply by saving money and increasing and decreasing the air conditioning in their building, but they're doing it in order to oppress the women.
Absurd.
That is absurd.
All of these
heard.
All of these captains of industry are just, they're just paying 33% more for all their labor to discriminate against women and paying more for their electric bills to keep errors high. I mean, it's just, it, every time you try to put this stuff under the slightest bit of rational analysis, it completely falls apart. But that never stops them because these people are completely detached from reality. It's not oppression that they're at war with. It is reality itself. They hate the idea that there could be a physical universe with actual rules in it. I mean, they say reality is oppressing me. That's what it boils down to.
Things are not going my way, and I'm going to use my pet issue to go after it. But I mean, this is really, really bizarre stuff.
This
the only
the
thing I can come up with here's my
theory.
Conspiracy theory. My conspiracy theory is Jezebel puts up these stupid articles in order to get talk show hosts to go bananas. This is a
That's
stupid
ridiculous.
Claim. There isn't anyone who is within their rational mind who is going to believe that turning up the office temperature from a few degrees is going to get your increase of 150%. Now, I've never seen an office that was kept at 68, unless you're talking about, here in the studio, we attempted to keep the temperatures down very low at one point one winter just to see how we could do it. But that's the only time I've ever experienced it. 68, that's ridiculous.
So,
you need typing gloves.
Share your thoughts here with us here at 855-450-FREE. This is the equivalent of InfoWars for the feminist movement, it seems like. I mean,
that's really what it is.
There's some sort of conspiracy behind every business decision, and it's just absolutely ridiculous. And if you want to, if you want to prove this is not the case, then just try to negotiate with the management of your office to turn the temperature up a couple degrees. Like I said before, the average pretty lady working in the office can probably finagle this just by asking
now,
real nice.
No. Now you're discriminating against body shape, and now you're oppressing fat women. That's just by saying that on the radio, Ian. And that's what it is. If they fail in one, they will just bring up another, and they will jump from oppression conspiracy to oppression conspiracy until you just give up and say, I'll just give you what you want. What is it? What do I have to give you to shut up?
Ian, I don't know what you're talking about. I have not worked in an office where what you're talking about occurs. Where the boss is like, oh yeah, pretty lady, I'm going to do what you want. Most of the bosses I've worked with and talked to are petrified of their female employees because they know that the cudgel of sexual harassment can be whipped out at any point. So if something's
you're
going to
they
occur,
do it for any woman in the office,
I'm saying that if a woman goes in the office and says the temperature being too low is the patriarchy, that temperature is going to go up, and that's what the establishment of this is. This is one of these silly articles with the intention of being used in the future for reference.
I can't wait until the discrimination suits come in. I mean, did you follow this thing with Ellen Powell, the interim CEO of Reddit?
Reddit, she resigned, right?
Yeah, well, she resigned, thankfully. But, I mean, how stupid was Reddit to bring her in the first place? Because she had this completely frivolous lawsuit going on against her previous employer, right? And then Reddit brings her in, and then she starts to destroy Reddit. She's just like, I'm going to ban salary negotiations because men are better at negotiating than women, which is creating sexism in the workplace. And then I'm going to start banning subreddits, and then people freaked out. We're like, get out of here, you lunatic. Get away from us. We don't want you doing this to our website anymore.
Wasn't the replacement not that much better?
I don't know too much about the person who replaced her. I don't imagine it's better. I mean, look at what's happening to the internet. They're going to turn it into Facebook where you can't say anything that offends anybody ever.
All right, there's more coming up here.
Trigger
if you want
warning.
To comment. Are you a lady and do you agree with this? Is this a patriarchy of people trying to oppress you in the office place? 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number, or join us on Skype at username lrn.fm.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play in the political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to rflags.com. That's R, like rebel, R, letter R. rflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? rflags.com. That's rflags.com. Go now.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
More Free Talk Live happening now. You can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Is there anything to this claim, this ridiculous-sounding claim that Chris Cantwell has been reading from Jezebel, which is a blog site, that it's a patriarchy, evidence of the patriarchy that businesses frequently are too cold for some of the women who work there, which, of course, is just seems just on its face to be absolutely ludicrous. But maybe somebody believes this. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And whoever you are, whatever gender, you probably should consider diversifying the money that you have in savings and maybe getting some gold or silver. And that's a good way to, historically at least, prices have been going down recently, but over historical times, gold and silver has done a good job of keeping up with inflation, at the very least protecting your value that you've created in your life from being taken by the government's printing press. Because when the government prints out more U.S. dollars, or whatever your local currency might be, that devalues the dollars that you have in savings, unless you have those dollars in something else, like gold or silver. So you can go to gold.freetalklive.com. I heard today that gold was down close to $1,000 And it was just at 1300 recently, so it might be a good time to buy. Of course, you never know what's going to happen tomorrow. But gold and silver not only can be a good hedge against inflation, it can also be an investment in a barter currency. Whatever your reasons for wanting gold and silver, you can go to gold.freetalklive.com. The folks at Midas Resources will get you hooked up with some great rates on handpicked gold and silver pieces. So go to gold.freetalklive.com or call them toll-free, 877-857-9938. That's toll-free, 877-857-9938. As we continue here, just an absolutely absurd piece over at Jezebel. It's hard to believe they can even take themselves seriously with ridiculous conspiracy theory like this, suggesting that it's the evidence of the patriarchy that offices sometimes are too cold for some of the women that work there. Not all of them, because, again, it likely depends on how much body fat you have on you. You know, if you're a little overweight, you're probably a little more comfortable in the office than a skinny lady would be.
Well, muscle mass as well. I mean, muscle mass will, you know, be moving and generating heat and all of that, all manner of things. And it's just, it's like I said, I mean, it's one of these things that oppression is now... I don't like it. Like, literally, I have a preference against this, thus oppression, okay? And the top story on my website right now is all social justice warriors are suicidal. Because, I mean, this is really what it is. And it's just that they are not happy to kill themselves, right? They are fundamentally at odds with the universe in which they live. They hate their lives. They're miserable with everything. And so they are just looking to nitpick at every single thing in the world. And they're like, well, I don't like this very much. That means that I'm being oppressed. And because equality, now the government has to step in and change everything.
They must not have enough work to do or things to keep them busy if they're cooking up just ridiculous, kooky conspiracy theories like this. I was actually curious to know what the nature of the word Jezebel was. Where did that come from?
It's King Ahab's wife in the Bible.
Yeah, that's what Wikipedia says here. According to Wikipedia and according to biblical accounts, Jezebel incited her husband, King Ahab, to abandon the worship of Yahweh and encourage worship of the deities Baal and Asherah instead. Jezebel persecuted the prophets of Yahweh and fabricated false evidence of blasphemy against an innocent landowner who refused to sell his property to King Ahab, which then led to that landowner being put to death. So they've named their website after a woman who was known for lying to the point where a man was put to death because of it. That doesn't seem like a good role model to me.
It seems like one of the more honest titles I've seen out of a feminist outfit, right? I mean, what happened? Every time I complain about feminism, what do people say? Oh, feminism is all about equality. It's about equality. We're just looking to be treated equally under the law.
Well, okay, so that's fine. For one, I'd like to see where women are not treated equally under the law. Please show me, because all I can see in this in the United States, at least, is that men are not treated equally under the law.
Well,
but that's fine.
Both are being treated unequally, but one of us is getting screwed.
But really the question that I have in this is that, I mean, we're talking about women. I don't know. I don't live in this world where women are not being treated equally. I guess that's and feminism is a terrible term.
You obviously live in a world where women are not being treated equally. The point is that they're being treated better than men, which is not at all
surprising. There's a lot of evidence for that.
I mean, and look, I treat women better than I treat men, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I do. Like, I go walk into a store and I open the door and there's a man, you know, 3 feet behind me. I'm just walking through the door, right? If I'm walking through a door and there's a woman 3 feet behind me, then I'm going to hold the door open and welcome to this place where I don't work, but lady,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
You know, just, you know, if I hear a woman say, I'm cold, and I'm like, here's my jacket, you know? We do stuff like this, and I don't think that it's entirely inappropriate to do, but at the same time, I'm getting to a point where it's just like, all of this horse dung.
Thank you.
that I have to be inundated with on a daily basis, especially as a libertarian, because we are inundated with social justice warriors. And it's happening, you know, I think here in New Hampshire probably worse than in other places, because we are ground zero for, you know, the largest libertarian political migration on planet Earth. And there's this huge leftist social justice warrior infiltration of libertarian circles, and it just gets worse by the day.
I don't experience it at all. I've never had a conversation with anybody in New Hampshire that would have been suggested to me that that's the case. I had Stephanie Murphy and Brian Sovereign, both of which identify as feminists on the show for some time. I've had tried to get conversations out of them where they're showing me where this systemic
oppression
of women is, and the best thing I was able to get was like abortion laws, and that sort of society calls a man who's successful sexually a stud, and that a woman who's sexually successful a slut.
No,
right?
Because a woman who goes around sleeping with a bunch of different guys is not sexually successful. She is a slut. And slut shaming exists for a very good reason.
Tell me about it. Why?
Well, because there's a lot of negative consequences for a woman who goes around and sleeps around with a lot of guys. And it has more to do with like society's perception of her, right?
But aren't there also consequences for guys that go and sleep around?
Yeah, there certainly are, but at the same time, they are less, right?
Why?
Like, well, because for one, I'm not getting my member is not becoming smaller each time I put it in a woman, whereas a woman is getting herself stretched out. Her sexual value is decreasing.
I don't believe that for a second.
Okay, I am not.
I have a woman personally that has had a child of her own. She bore him, and there's no noticeable difference in that area.
No noticeable difference after a baby comes out.
That is correct. 100%, man.
Yeah, man. I don't know where you're coming from on this one, Chris.
Look that one up.
Okay, I don't know if there's any evidence.
That's the one reason. I think that there's no negative consequences for female sexual promiscuity than just fine.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Women are more likely to get social diseases than men are, but anybody can use a condom. Women are, obviously, they have to bear the difficulty of children more so than men do, but we have birth control. So that many of the sort of modern conveniences have taken care of the problems of having too many sexual partners. There are a lot of gals out there that have sex with a lot of guys that have really not that much of a problem as a result.
Do you know a lot of sexually promiscuous women who are like mentally fit and sane and not a problem?
You wouldn't necessarily know who's promiscuous, right? Like, because if they keep it behind the scenes, because they're concerned about being outed or looked down upon because of that, you wouldn't necessarily know who they are, I don't think.
Just because there are if that statement were true, and I'm not going to – I will neither agree nor deny with that.
This was not a statement. This is a question. Do you know a lot of sexually promiscuous women who are not completely out of their minds?
I don't know about completely out of their minds, but they certainly I would say that there might be some mental health issues in many cases that need to be addressed in that area. But that's a societal thing, right? Like, so, yes, crazy women might choose to do that because sane women see that, my life's going to be better if I choose not to enter into that behavior. But there's all kinds of destructive behaviors for men, too. It's just a destructive behavior.
Look, I've engaged in a good deal of promiscuity myself and had disastrous outcomes with it. I mean, there's
risk
on my
involved.
Website about it. But
I mean, certainly there's risk involved, but I think to suggest that it's somehow bad for a woman to express her sexuality is, that's not there's no problem with
expressing
somebody.
Her sexuality is not a bad thing, but.
Right. And having sex isn't necessarily a bad thing either, and having it more often than you do isn't a bad thing either. 855, 450 free.
If you could choose any school in the country to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose one the Wall Street Journal recognizes as producing some of the best qualified graduates, or one the Princeton Review ranks as a leader in undergraduate education, or maybe one the U.S. News & World Report names among the most innovative schools in the country? Now, you don't have to choose. At Arizona State University, we want to help you learn to thrive in life. At ASU Online, we offer over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs on your time and schedule. You receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as the on-campus students, and we're universally recognized as one of the innovators in online learning technologies. For information, call 1-800-595-9736. U.S. News & World Report ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree. So learn to thrive with ASU Online. Call today at 1-800-595-9736. That's 1-800-595-9736. 1736.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, who includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993. 1-800-714-6993 today.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
We're back. More Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've been discussing a ridiculous story over on Jezebel about the temperatures in offices being evidence of a patriarchy, which is absolutely absurd. But we can continue that discussion if you'd like to do that. Also in the news, there's another, I guess, an upgrade to Tor coming, sort of an alternative to it, a high-speed Tor alternative. Maybe if we get the chance, we'll tell you a little bit about that as well. Don't forget to check out Chris on his website, ChristopherCantwell.com. There's blogs, which are posted fairly often, and you're also doing Radical Agenda, Chris, which is your weekly two-hour podcast, live-streamed and then podcast audio.
Yeah, we do it live on YouTube, and then it goes up on iTunes and Stitcher and the traditional RSS outlets, and of course we do it every Friday and sometimes during the week. So if you go over to ChristopherCantwell.com/subscribe, you will find out when we do the off-schedule episodes and keep up to date with all of my wacky antics.
ChristopherCantwell.com. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. We've got Anon calling from Anonymous. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I saw your Twitter post, which was basically like, are you a socialist? Ask yourself these questions, depending on what your answer. And I have been found myself working at a nursing home where I've been in food service my whole life, and I'm horrified by the conditions and the quality of the food. And the thing is, I'm working for an evil corporation. Let's call it Odexo Say. Wink, wink. They got the contract after Amarak, or whatever, the one that just lost all those prison contracts for serving tainted food. Anyway, these people are getting billed about $10 per meal. They get billed 31 meals per month, so they have to show up in the dining room. Yet they're spending about $2 on food, and they have all these people making just over minimum wage, cooking the food that tastes terrible, that really is very low quality. A lot of these people, the only sustenance they get is from this dining room, which is being run at a profit. That's what I'm talking about. So maybe not everything should be profit-driven. I don't want the people making my elderly senile grandmother's lunch to be wanting to squeeze every single dime out of it. Maybe they should just be doing it because it needs to be done, and we're going to try and break even at the end of the year, whatever, any money we save, we're going to put back into it. No.
I'll tell you what, if you want things to not be driven by profit motive, then just head on down to Venezuela or head on over to Greece and see how well that's working out for them. Profit driven is what leads people to try to succeed and provide the best value to customers. It seems to me like you are in a heavily nursing homes and that sort of thing. Retirement homes are regulated industries in large part. It's a medical services thing. You are talking about people who are getting paid minimum wage, which means that they are being paid more than they probably should be paid, as a matter of fact, and it doesn't seem to be working out very well.
May I kind of clarify what I'm getting at real quick?
Please do.
So they are running this organization to make a profit. The goal isn't feed the old people. It's make a profit. And
you don't get to the profit unless you...
That's how business works.
Wait a minute. But you don't get to the profit unless you satisfy your customers first. So if you don't feed the old people, you don't make the profit. So the profit comes after you've done a good job. Now,
need a better competition for this place that you're working for.
What you're arguing is that this particular company isn't doing business in the way that you think would be the optimum way to do business. Now, why is it that somebody else can't just go and create a company and compete with them? Well, maybe it's government regulation. Maybe there are, difficulties that have been put out there by these government bureaucrats in the supposed name of protecting the consumer that are actually protecting the consumer from having choices in the marketplace and leaving it up to these big mega corporations who, no doubt about it, are cutting corners that maybe they shouldn't be cutting. Maybe that's because they don't have enough competition in the marketplace to allow for a better product and service.
But the big secret that nobody really wants to acknowledge here is that nobody's motivation is to feed old people. Nobody just, I'm going to go through all of this effort and expense to just feed old people.
Like, not day in and day out.
That's not how the world works. I mean, the profit motive is how people are motivated to feed old people, to pave roads, to do all the different things that you want done. All of the technology that we're discussing this on with you right now is all driven by profit motive and all medical care and everything else. All of these people are saying,
I don't necessarily agree. But people say
we've got to take the profit motive out of X, Y, and Z, and all that does is like to try to make people shuffle it around and hide their profit motive. Everybody's trying to make a buck.
May I? The thing that I think you're missing is that a lot of these people, they're not customers. They're basically inmates in an institution, and they don't have any choice. They don't have any agency. They don't have any way to choose a better alternative. And what I'm saying is have profit motive in the marketplace, but maybe certain things shouldn't be profit driven.
If they don't have agency, then we're not talking about, sort of profit-driven stuff anymore. What you're talking about are people that are, because they're so poor, they don't have any choice in which nursing home they're in?
Well, the thing is, like, in the nursing home, there's only one dining room. And these
yes, I get that, but I mean, there are more than one nursing home. So if you're paying for your nursing home, then you can choose which one you want to go to.
I mean, some of these people are in there, and they have no alternative. But what bothers me is...
Well, hold on. Okay, listen. Hold on. I've been to institutions that have dining halls. They're called schools. If those dining halls were so bad, then I could have chosen to go to a different school, right? And, I mean, this is true with college...
You pack your own lunch.
You could pack your own lunch, but obviously these people can't. So we're talking about people who either can or can't choose to leave, and I'm trying to discern whether that's the case. Because if people can't leave, then we're talking about government being the problem. If we're talking about people who can leave, then they don't consider the dining hall a big enough issue to pack up and move, or their kids don't, or they're too crazy, too demented to be able to inform their kids.
Some of these people, they are being warehoused. That's what it really is.
Are you talking about, so I had a grandfather who had to go into like a VA home or something like that, right? And so this is a government agency, right? And sure, there are private companies who are providing services like food to that government agency. Are you talking about a government run like retirement home or something?
Well, I mean, it's being paid for by benefits. Okay. All these people are on Social Security. So yes, and no.
So listen, what happened, the reason that people are getting screwed over is because they tried to take the profit motive out of it already. When you're selling things to the government has this really ridiculous habit of overpaying for lousy service because they are not spending their own money and incentivized to do things in a way that rational people do when they're trying to create an efficient allocation of resources. If you're talking about a situation where the government is paying for it and these people don't have any choice, what you are talking about is exactly what happens when you try to remove the profit motive.
That is a socialist system.
I'm saying that in this dining hall, if I was one of the old people, I'd rather have the kitchen being run as a nonprofit trying to provide the best service. And maybe
so do it. So create a nonprofit kitchen organization that can outcompete the existing profiteers.
Well, I think what you'll find is that this government, the government agency that runs this nursing home that we're talking about here, really wants to do business with this other dining hall company, probably because of kickbacks or big likes big or a variety of factors that cause collusion. What you'll find is that something besides the profit motive, competition in the marketplace is what the problem is.
Hey, go ahead.
What I'm saying is that the company that's running this dining hall is getting away with doing the bare minimum possible to not get fired.
Look,
and my plan is to
write the Politburo in the Soviet Union was very wealthy. Everybody else lived on cans of beans that they waited in line for. I understand how socialism works.
Anand, thanks for the call tonight. I wish we'd had more time for the discussion called in the last segment, unfortunately. But, there was something I did want to say. Obviously, profit motive is certainly a high level of a motivator for a lot of people in business. But I think that there's also the motivating factor of, I love to do this, right? So if you look at people running a restaurant, for instance, there really isn't that much profit in running a restaurant. Certainly in the early days, there's not much at all. It's very, very small margins is what you can make doing that kind of business. And everybody that's ever been in the restaurant business that I've ever known has always told me the same thing, and that is that you've got to love to serve people food. That it's something that you love so much.
You can love serving people food at the restaurant you don't own. The reason that you go and you own the restaurant is either A, you think you can do it better than the guy you worked for. B, you are one of these unemployable jerks like me who cannot work for other people. Yep. Or C, you want to make a buttload of money.
Saying they don't want to make money. I'm just saying to say that's the only motivating factor as to why someone goes into a business is not true. Okay?
Maybe it's
the motivating factor of somebody who goes and vacuums out porta potties for a living because it would be hard to imagine somebody really loves that. But there could be somebody out there who really loves that. And I think that you want to get into a business with very, very low profit margins like the restaurant business. You've got to really love it in the first place.
Well, you can go see the meme he's talking about, the You Might Be a Socialist meme. It's laughable. It's at Facebook.freetalklive.com is the most recent post. It's absolute, utter drivel.
Okay. Apparently, he took it pretty seriously. I haven't seen it. So check it out at Free Talk Live on the Facebooks. We'll see you tomorrow night. Freetalklive.com, ChristopherCantwell.com as well.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Inventory is everything. Products sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. Managing our inventory is key. That's why I use KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. KeepStock Solutions help keep just the right amount of inventory on hand. KeepStock Solutions help keep the cost down. KeepStock Solutions keep me a happy camper. What's the key to better inventory management? KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.